James Graham was a miller in Durham County, far to the north in England. It was a hard and grueling occupation, one that involved long days in the mill, operating the basic machinery involved in grinding the grain down to flour. Sometimes the mill was powered by wind, sometimes by the waters of a stream or river. No matter how it all worked, though, it was, for all intents and purposes, the earliest form of a factory job. One night in the winter of 1631, he experienced something unusual. He had just put one final load of corn into the mill and had come downstairs to leave for the night when something stopped him in his tracks. There, standing on the floor of his mill, was a woman. The doors had been locked, so he wasn't actually sure how she'd gained access, but it seemed as if she might need his help. This woman, according to Graham's description, was hideous. This was a result of her wounds, 5 of them, in fact, all inflicted on her head. Blood covered her pale face. Most frightening of all, though, was what she said to him. She told him her name was Anne Walker. No, she didn't need help, despite her injuries. She was already dead, you see. She'd been murdered, and she knew who had committed the crime. Graham didn't press Anne for the information. She gave all of that up very freely. It was almost as if she were trying to report a crime in an official capacity, as if she were seeking help and putting the matter to rest. After capturing Graham's attention and telling him what had happened, she began to name names. She had worked as a house cleaner for her cousin, John Walker. He owned a nearby estate, and Graham recognized him by name and by reputation. But Anne had become pregnant by him, and as a result, he promised to have her removed to a private place where she could finish her pregnancy and give birth away from the prying eyes of the community. One night, John Walker sent one of his men, Mark Sharp, to take her to a special place for that. Sharp had worked as a coal miner, so at first she didn't think it was unusual when he led her to a nearby coal pit. Once there, though, he took up one of the pickaxes and struck her down. 5 blows to the head, over and over again, until she was dead. Then he buried her body in the pit, hid the weapon, and disposed of his now bloody leggings and shoes. Graham was the only person she'd been able to find and tell about her plight, and that made her a bit more desperate than most ghostly visions. So desperate, in fact, that she threatened him. Unless Graham went to the local magistrate and reported what she told him, she promised to haunt him forever. Graham might have been frightened, but he was also tired and a busy man, so rather than do anything about it that night, he simply went home. But not wanting to be haunted by her, he made it a point for the next few days to not stay at his mill alone past sunset, which he managed to do for quite some time. Finally, though, on the night of December 20th, Graham made the mistake of overstaying his time in the mill. As promised, Anne Walker returned and repeated her demands, which turned out to be enough for Graham. The very next morning, he visited Sergeant Hutton, the local magistrate, and told him of the crime. I can imagine Hutton was skeptical, but he also knew of the disappearance of young Anne Walker. Many of the locals had whispered that prior to her disappearance, she'd appeared pregnant. So he entertained these details and went looking for the body. If it was where the miller claimed it was, there might be something to his story. Later that morning, he arrived with some helpers to search the old coal pit and dig through the soil. After a while, they made a grisly discovery. Anne Walker's pregnant, decomposing body, with the face covered in blood from multiple wounds to the head. They also found the pickaxe nearby, and the leggings and shoes that once belonged to Mark Sharp. Immediately, the magistrate and a team of strong men located Sharp and Walker and took them both into custody. They were put on trial, where Judge Davenport found them both guilty based on the physical evidence. Afterwards, they were sentenced to be hanged. As you might expect, James Graham was relieved to have helped. He brought two criminals to justice, after all. As a result, Anne Walker, perhaps pleased by the actions of the miller and the trial that followed, went silent. She was never seen again.